heard there's been some discussions in the coordinator and quarterback's room between you and the offensive coordinator.
Hey, I don't know, Eric. We keep getting grilled on this. it was a good conversation. It was all fun. It was a pretty fun conversation. I think it was on Tuesday. You know, we were just talking about Cincinnati, just like we always do, talk about our opponent that we just played, and you know, just good fun, trying to get better conversation.
What's changed to make this?
Well, nothing. You know, I mean, it all came down to the fact that I don't think we were able to finish Cincinnati off, you know, last week like I really would have wanted to. It's obviously a lot better to play in a game like this than it is to have to strip sack the quarterback on the last drive and put your defense in that spot. So, I mean, that's really what it came down to, is just the frustration to not be able to, really turn it over in last week's second half.
So what happened out there today? Why were you guys clicking so much?
Well, shoot, I mean, the line obviously did a really good job. We felt like we could get behind their backers a little bit, and there were people open. I mean, guys were running into pretty big open holes. They were doing a good job when they had to win one-on-one. But when they were playing zone, there were some holes there, and I had the time to sit back there and drill them in it. So that was big. I think scoring in the red zone, you know, putting the ball in the end zone when we got down there was huge. But, I mean, I'm a big believer in the fact that this game starts up front, you know, with your offensive linemen, and I think they played really well today.
No, I
wish I could take credit for all that, but no, I think we probably saw things the same way on the first one. I'm standing behind Jeremy, and you could tell that it was probably going to have, you know, a decent chance of being able to hit Dennis in the middle of the field. On the second one, I mean, he's anywhere from second, third, anywhere in the progression. So I think I had a guy coming off my right side, and he made me go left a little bit, and I just got the ball off to him, and he did a good job getting in the end zone from that.
Joe, I would guess
there's one field though for I mean, you know what he's been through to come back for three years.
Yeah, I don't know what he's been through. Exactly. I mean, he's the only person that really, really knows what he's been through. His wife, his parents. I'm sure they have a certain way they feel about it. But me, I just want him on the field. I don't care what he's been through. I just want him out in the field. You know, it's like when I slide and my brace breaks. I mean, he gets a good kick out. He laughs at that. He doesn't feel bad for me. He's a special football player. So, obviously, he's been through a lot and he's put a lot of work in. So, you know, I mean, come on, he has almost 60 catches this year. He has 60 catches this year. So it's not like he's not out there producing. So I guess it was nice to get in the end zone today. I know it feels good as a player. I mean, it feels good to throw four touchdown passes and catch two touchdown passes. But at the end of the day, what's it really matter? As long as we win, that's what it comes down to.
Joe, I would suspect there's a lot of people in there very happy with you, the way you spread the ball around almost everybody out there today. Would you describe this as one of the better games of your career?
I don't know. Hey, it's a December game, and it means a lot right now. But we've played a lot of meaningful games around here, truly meaningful games in January and February. So I don't want to look at this game and say something like that. This is a meaningful game right now because of the position that we're in, and we're fighting for a playoff spot, and we're going to have to win a lot down the stretch to do so. So this is just part of it. I think the guys played really well together today. And like I said, it wasn't super hard for me to sit back there and find open guys today.
So how happy was Steve Smith that you spent long enough today?
I don't know. Did Steve get in the end zone at all? I don't think he got in the end zone. Mike didn't get in the end zone. I mean, they don't care about touches. I don't think they care. If he only had two touches for 150 yards and two touchdowns, that would probably be better than, you know, eight catches for 60 yards and no touchdowns. But I don't know exactly how they feel. I think we all feel pretty good, you know, about the fact that we won the game. But when there's 38 points put on the board and there's a bunch of touchdowns out there, guys want to be the ones that score the touchdowns. And that's just natural. Everybody feels that way.
Did you sense Marty was going to keep his foot on the throttle all game? I mean, especially after that conversation that apparently you have had enough about talking about. But did you sense he was going to be really aggressive today?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I didn't know the extent of it. I mean, in the first two drives, I don't really think we ran the ball. And I didn't know the extent of it. But I did know that he would be. We had a good conversation about it, and I felt that he would kind of do what he did today. And we responded well to it. I mean, it played out that way because we were able to take the ball down the field on the first couple drives and do what we did, and it allowed us to continue to do those things. Our defense playing the way they did, same thing.
This seemed like the game that you've been talking about for a while. I said it was close. You were close to breaking out. What's the feeling like now that you did it, and what does it mean going forward? Does this be a springboard or whatnot?
Well, I think it gives guys a lot of confidence to see it and have done it. Now we get to go up into a hostile place in New England that we really enjoy playing. It's going to be another important game in December up there on a Monday night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it big time.
So how much do you guys talk about the grind in December and getting ready for playoffs, especially the older guys have been around for a while?
Well, yeah, you try to, you know, look around you and see who's been through it with you before, and you see a couple guys, really. And, you know, the biggest thing is just trying to somehow get it through to the young guys, you know, how unique of an opportunity we have. You know, getting to the playoffs in the NFL is a big-time accomplishment. And to position yourself in December to play these meaningful games is also a big-time accomplishment. And you can't take it for granted. You got to keep your focus 100% of the time. So I think when we do talk about it, it's just trying to translate that feeling to the young guys and you know, I think sometimes somebody said it earlier this week. When you're a young player, you know, sometimes you might think, "Oh, there's always tomorrow," and in this league, you never know when you're going to get, you know, your golden opportunity. So you have to take every little thing as a big opportunity and make the most of it. And I think that's what we're trying to do with some of the guys.